Well, this is our February 2017 current events update, and we've just recently elected a new president and have a lot of excitement with regard to opinions as to his suitability. About half our country seems to be in conflict over that opinion. Hopefully, demonstrators will get tired and go home. As I consider all these things, and I look at the 1930s and to the 1940s, I see a similar set of conditions when the Civil War was brewing in Spain. It was about the same type of situation as we have in this country. You had many divided factions, a lot of people in different groups fighting with each other, a lot of political control, some religious involvement from outsiders as well. And in the end, there was a terrible and bloody civil war in Spain. And that type of thing has happened in other nations so many times. And the reason most of the time it happens is because of divisiveness and the enemy driving a wedge between unity of the people. If we ever needed unity in our nation, we need it now. And I hope you will pray for America and for all these situations, and that President Trump will be wise in his work, and according to the Bible, that we pray for rulers and those in authority that we might live peaceable lives. Nothing else will work. And most of us, especially those of us who are older, have seen a lot of problems going back to the 60s, to the Vietnam demonstrations on college campuses and everywhere, and riots in 1968 at the Democratic National Convention, and Watts in Detroit. So many other places we've seen chaos break loose, but nothing like the potential we have for it to engulf us from coast to coast in the day in which we live. And Yeshua spoke of this event when he talked about perplexities of men, the waves. He actually referred to the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing. One of the things that you have to consider is in the Bible, the term waves and seas roaring is a metaphor talking about the population dynamics, the people, and conflicts, and all kinds of problems. And so where we are today, we're in a biblical time zone where we approach the end of time and we're seeing these things come up on the horizon. And so I pray that you'll be aware of the spiritual dynamics that are working in the background, because they are what's really driving the things at street level. Dr. Michael Lake, in his book, The Sharia Imperative, the word Sharia in Hebrew means the remnant. He's talking about a remnant people, a bunch of believers, so to speak, who in the last days will be those who have the testimony of Yeshua, and they fear not for their lives until the death. And they're the ones the devil come out to make war with, because they have the commandments that they're keeping and the testimony of Yeshua. And so what we have is darkness against light. And right now today, we see a lot of that same thing. But Dr. Lake was saying in his book that there's two views of history. One's conspiratorial and the other one's accidental. And most intelligent historians do not believe that things on the national level happen by accident. Earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes are accidental things that could affect a small time and place in history, especially if you lived in Pompeii at the time when Vesuvius erupted. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about a dynamic that has to do with spiritual powers and darkness fomenting a chaos in the minds of people. And we've had so much negative media. We've had so many people who have been so adamant against the possibility of President Trump being even a human being. And the thing we are dealing with right now is so much misinformation and distortions of fact. And the news media now is coming out with a thing called fake news. Well, if there was ever any fake news, it's the major media, and they're reporting for the last 10, 15 years, the best I can tell. And it's gotten worse over that period of time. Actually longer than that, but the increase of it with so much force and power against the people, hammering them with information that is not true or distorted or broken up into fragments and out of context, We have a time that we live in that you have to be really tuned in to what God is saying, understanding what His Word is saying, trusting and believing for the power of the Holy Spirit to work in your life. Because where we are right now is in a tragic time, and I've put together a lot of information in this February update that deals with things that are happening around the world. And they're happening not just in the social dynamics, but they're happening in the scientific community. I have a special section on things that are happening at the level of technology that is being incorporated into all other areas of our lives, particularly with bioengineering and eugenics and different kinds of nanotechnologies and cybernetics, transhumanism. But we've put together some information that I hope you will look at, because so many people are not familiar with what's going on in this area. But it's going to be brought into the mainstream as more robots and more artificial intelligence and these things begin to affect our lives. Not to mention the trouble we have with migration of populations right now from the Middle East and from South America and places that are bringing people into our country and overrunning our country like they have done in Europe. And so I'd like for you to think about some of these things and compare them to what they were 20 years ago. I have an article in here by Gates of Vienna website. Fordman has written an article, and I followed him for years, but it's called Eurabia, and it's a very good report. It's a condensed version of what was published in a book called Eurabia by a woman who was writing about it, and her name was Bat Yeor, and she's the author of Islam and Hermeneutude, Where Civilizations Collide. Well, civilizations are colliding, and the problem we have is that most of the European Union is responsible for fabricating this thing, and they're trying to defend it. Our country has been involved in it as well in the past 8 years, and this is one of the things that's causing so much trouble with people's perspective with Mr. Trump, is that he disagrees with the liberal progressive model and is trying to put the brakes on it. There's a lot of things that are happening that are involved in so many different venues of our lives. So I hope you will look at some of these different headings and topics and links and look at what's being said here. And then most of all, I hope you will understand that every one of these people, whether they're Muslims or whether they're Jewish people or whether they're Gentiles, doesn't matter who they are. God loves them all. He wants us to pray for their salvation, their well-being. But at the same time, He doesn't want us to turn and look the other way while they're cutting our heads off. He doesn't want us to surrender ourselves to a pagan culture when He has commanded Israel to be a light to the nations. And so you can't be a light to the nations if someone's cutting your head off. So the nonsense of turning the other cheek to evil is an untruth that people have tried to propose in the scriptures, saying you should just let them have their way. That's not what the scriptures are saying. That's what misrepresentation of the scriptures is. And we need to think about that, because we're in a fight for our survival as a civilization, and the clash of civilization, as Dr. Samuel Huntington, a New York Times bestseller, but he was very astute in observing all these different changes. There are actual sea changes that are taking place in the world, and there are all different kinds of cultures and classes of civilizations. They're reverting back to their roots and coming to the place where they're becoming more ethnic and more religious, bringing their nationalism back to their own selves. And while they're doing that big scale, we're here trying, as liberal progressives in so much of our government, trying to incorporate them into our country with open arms, and they're sitting right there on the border saying, we're going to cut your head off, and we're going to destroy America, we're going to destroy Europe, and we're going to turn everything into the land of Islam. So that is a thing that we have to deal with, and it's for real. It's not something we can hide from, but we need to be informed on it. And we've tried to put a lot of information in all of these different subjects on our report this month. So I hope you will look at some of it, and we'd like to hear from you if you have any comments on it. Drop us a note. Blessings to you, and shalom.